Hello and welcome to our Food is Medicine podcast, brought to you by patrickholford.com.
My name is Patrick Holford and I'm author of the book Say No to Diabetes. Now, I've been in the field of nutrition and health for over 30 years, and one of the real tragedies is this absolute explosion in the incidence of diabetes. And I think the general advice on diabetes is really missing the mark. The first big myth in this whole area is that it's weight that's driving diabetes. We're told that being overweight is driving heart disease, it's driving diabetes, it's driving cancer, and all sorts of other problems. And with that kind of thinking, what happens is the conventional strategy is to reduce your weight. And the conventional way to reduce weight is to cut your calories. And the conventional way to cut your calories is to eat less fat. So that's what happens. Diabetics are put on low-fat, low-calorie diets, and they absolutely don't work. They are not the best way of controlling diabetes because the fundamental problem isn't weight. It's losing blood sugar control. And to put it very simply, when you eat more sugar or more fast-releasing carbs than necessary, your blood sugar level goes too high. And when it goes too high, you make more insulin. And the purpose of insulin is to store excess sugar as fat. So now your blood sugar is going up and up more and more often. You're producing more and more insulin. You're dumping the excess sugar into storage as fat, particularly around your middle. So one of the signposts for the risk of developing diabetes is abdominal weight gain. And eventually what happens is you're producing so much insulin that your body starts to become resistant to insulin. Insulin resistance, insulin sensitivity. And what insulin does, by the way, is it forces up your cholesterol level. So now you have high cholesterol, high insulin levels. You're gaining weight around your middle, you have poor blood sugar control. Because when your blood sugar level goes up after eating something sweet or a carbohydrate, the insulin takes longer to work. That's what insulin resistance is all about. So your blood sugar goes even higher. And it's that high blood sugar that damages the arteries. And then eventually the insulin kicks in and now your blood sugar goes too low. And it's the very low blood sugar that makes you hungry, grumpy, irritable, moody, and turns you into a hunter, hunting for sugar. So that's the second error. It's not really about fat. It's actually about carbohydrate. Now, the conventional view is that you can't reverse type 2 diabetes. I should explain here that there are two kinds of diabetes, one which used to be called adult onset diabetes, and that is about 90% of the problem. Then there is another kind which is called, or used to be called, infant onset or insulin dependent diabetes. And this is quite different because what happens is the cells in the pancreas that make insulin get damaged. It's called an autoimmune disease because a person with this kind of diabetes, their immune system attacks the cells in the pancreas that make insulin, so they end up being insulin dependent. That's about 10% of diabetes. Now, the trouble is, type 2 diabetes, as it's now called, it used to be called non-insulin dependent diabetes, but it's very hard to sell insulin to someone who's been diagnosed with non-insulin dependent diabetes. Now, as you'll find out in a minute, if type 2 diabetes is properly managed, number one, you'll never need to get to the point of using insulin at all. And number two, it is reversible. And that's the next great big myth, and that is that diabetes is not reversible. That's the conventional view. You can control it perhaps, but it's not reversible. You're going to have it for life. And this is absolutely wrong. Recently, there was a study that took a group of people and put them on a very low-calorie diet, 600 calories, for a period of 8 weeks, and it actually reversed their diabetes. There was no question about that. Now, of course, this isn't an easy diet to stick to, and in my book, Say No to Diabetes, I make it very clear that there's a way to eat that is totally sustainable and actually absolutely delicious and doesn't leave you hungry and achieves pretty much the same effect. Now, I've interviewed all sorts of doctors and diabetes experts. Many say you can't reverse diabetes, you'll be on drugs for life. Others say it's completely reversible without the need for medication. And the question is, which ones would you rather listen to? For example, Professor Charles Clark, Fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh, he says there is a simple cure for the obesity and diabetes epidemic, but everyone is looking in the wrong place. Norway's leading diabetes expert, Dr. Fenn Lindberg, he says, with the right advice and lifestyle changes, type 2 diabetes is reversible even if you are currently injecting insulin. And in America, Dr. Mark Hyman says diabetes and pre-diabetes are reversible. New science shows that it's possible through an aggressive approach of lifestyle, nutritional support, diet, supplements, and occasionally medications, that 90% of all cases of diabetes can be treated and reversed naturally, says another American doctor, Julian Whitaker. That's the next myth, that supplements are a waste of time. There are 10 supplements that really help to control your blood sugar. And when you put the diet and the supplements and exercise together, the effect is actually greater than medication. And that's the next myth, that you have to be on medication for the rest of your life. Now, diabetes really is a tragedy. One in six people over 40 already have it. But this is only the tip of the iceberg. Worldwide, we've gone from 30 million people with diabetes 25 years ago to 300 million right now, and a conservative projection of something close to 500 million people, that's considerably more than the entire population of America, with diabetes by 2030. And that's according to the International Diabetes Federation. For every 3 people who've been diagnosed with diabetes, there's another person who hasn't, but has it. They have it, but they don't know. And another 10 people who have pre-diabetes. And that means increasing insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. If you're over 40, you have a 1 in 3 chance of developing diabetes type 2, often described as age-onset diabetes. And if you're significantly overweight, your odds are more like 1 in 2. Now, I got into trouble 3 years ago. I went on primetime television in the UK and I said, give me somebody with type 2 diabetes and give me 6 weeks. And they presented this girl called Kyra, and I talk about her in my book. And she'd been diagnosed with diabetes a few months earlier. She'd been told that she would be on medication for the rest of her life. And I let her know exactly how to eat what is called a low GL diet. More on this in a minute. And I also gave her certain supplements, including high-dose chromium, 600 micrograms of chromium a day. And I also encouraged her to walk for 30 minutes every day. And to cut a long story short, by the end of the 6 weeks when she returned on the TV studio, every single measure that a doctor would use to diagnose diabetes, every single symptom that a doctor would look out for to diagnose diabetes had gone. She hadn't controlled her diabetes, she had reversed her diabetes. She was no longer diabetic. And I hear this kind of story again and again. By the way, if you think type 1 diabetes, that's the kind where you actually lose your ability to produce insulin, is not reversible, you are correct. It is not reversible. You've lost the ability to make insulin. However, if you follow exactly the same strategy that I outline in my book, you can cut your need for insulin by about 70%. Fergus is a case in point. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. He switched to a low GL diet. That was after 20 years of following the standard diabetic diet guidelines. And this is what he said. Very quickly, I lost all my excess weight. That's 4 stones. 4 stones is about 60 pounds or close to 30 kilos, improved all my lipids, cholesterol, etc., my kidney function, my retinopathy, and I saw my glycosylated hemoglobin, that's the most important measure, return to a healthy non-diabetic range of between 4 and 5%. By the way, if your glycosylated hemoglobin is above 7%, if you don't have diabetes, you're going to get it. You want to have it below 5.5. He achieved all this without reducing calorie intake. With a marked without a reduction in in hunger. So in other words, he could eat in this way without getting hungry. And he's dropped his insulin dose by 75%. He says, I have never felt better. So this is a doable thing. And the question is, what do you have to do? And the answer is, number one, you need to learn exactly what it means to eat a low GL diet. GL stands for glycemic load. It is not the same as an Atkins type high protein diet. It is not the same as a GI diet. It's a very, very precise thing. On the one hand, you need to learn which foods release their sugar content very slowly. For example, cornflakes are very fast, oats are very slow, berries, cherries, and plums are very slow, while bananas and dates and raisins are very fast. So eating something like oats with berries in the morning is fantastic. But also, you need to eat protein with carbohydrate. So if, for example, you had some almonds or some pumpkin seeds, or my favorite, which are very high in omega-3, chia seeds, with your oats and your fruit, that would stabilize your blood sugar very, very well. So there are certain ways of eating that you can even do in restaurants you need to learn. You need to become a master of your blood sugar control by understanding exactly how to eat a low GL diet. Then there are supplements that work, and there are 10 supplements that have been proven in controlled trials to have an effect on reversing insulin resistance or lowering that very important measure, that is your glycosylated hemoglobin. And when you put all of these supplements together, the results are really quite extraordinary. And thirdly, there are super fibers. Certain fibers are absolutely amazing. If you put a teaspoon of one of these fibers in water, it just absorbs the whole glass. And when you have some of these fibers just before a meal, it lowers the GL of the food you're about to eat, which stabilizes your blood sugar level. You also need to graze rather than gorge. Never skip breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and two snacks in between. And also, as I said, exercise is really important. But the point is that when you start eating in this way and taking supplements, your energy goes through the roof, and then you want to exercise. Recently, a group of GPs sent us 23 of their patients. And in this particular case, we wanted to see what would happen if they just did diet. We have groups in England and also all over the world called Zest for Life. And what happened is these 23 signed up for one of our groups. You meet once a week for 12 weeks. And they were advised what to do, and they went away and did it. And they came back every week, and it's a very nice group atmosphere. And basically what happened was their glycosylated hemoglobin, which was averaging 6.9, so they were right on the edge of developing diabetes. Some of them did have diabetes already. It dropped to 5.9, which is absolutely amazing. And they lost about a stone in weight. That's close to 7 kilos during the 12 weeks, and felt absolutely fantastic. They described this as a diet that they could do for life. So when you get all the right pieces together, low GL diet, supplements, super fibers, and the right exercise, it really has an amazing effect, not only on blood sugar control. You don't get hungry, your mood improves. But there is one problem. If you follow everything that I say in my book, Say No to Diabetes, and you did it all at once, you might find suddenly your insulin needs come down, your drug needs come down. So actually, you need to phase this in a step at a time. And in my book, I explain exactly how to do that and also how to work with your doctor to reduce your medication. Because if you really follow the Say No to Diabetes principles, these medications are going to become increasingly unnecessary. If you'd like to find out more details, go to www.patrickholford.com/diabetes.
To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us on podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford. Thanks for listening to our Food is Medicine podcast.